This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
6 minutes English
from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, this is 6 minute English from BBC Learning English. I'm Neil.
And I'm Beth. There are some well-known English expressions that make a link between seeing and eating. Your eyes are bigger than your belly means you have taken more food than you can eat. And the saying, you eat with your eyes first, means that food seems more desirable when it looks good on the plate.
But seeing isn't the only sense involved in tasting food. In fact, it may not even be the most important. First, you see your favourite bacon sandwich, then comes its delicious smell, quickly followed by the crunchy feel and salty taste as you take a bite.
Now, scientists are learning more about the power of another of our senses, sound, and how it affects our sense of taste. Sonic seasoning is the idea that when you hear certain sounds or music, they can enhance one flavour or another in the food you're eating. In this programme, we'll be eating with our ears as we investigate the link between sound and our taste buds. And as usual, we'll be learning some useful new vocabulary as well.
But first, I have a question for you, Beth. The idea that sounds influence taste might seem strange, but the food processing companies that produce some of our most familiar food and drinks have long known that sound equals sales. In the UK, for example, the chocolate company Cadbury hired the London Contemporary Orchestra to perform classical music tunes symbolising each flavour of their dairy milk chocolates. So, which background sound did whisky makers Singleton's use to advertise their Scotch whisky? Was it A, jazz music, B, bagpipes playing, or C, birds tweeting?
I will guess they use some smooth jazz music.
Okay, Beth, I'll reveal the answer later in the programme. Charles Spence is Professor of Experimental Psychology at Oxford University. After years studying how our brains process information, he believes sound plays a much bigger role in how we taste our food than we think. Something he explained to Mike Johnson, presenter of BBC World Service programme, The Food Chain.
In general, how big a contribution do you think these sounds, and sound generally, actually makes to how we perceive food compared to the more obvious senses, of course, of sight and smell?
So I think it's much more important than we realise. And that can start from before we put anything into our mouth. It can be the sound of the sizzle of the steak on the hot plate. It can be the gurgle and the sizzle and the steam of the coffee machine. Those are all cues that help set expectations about what we're about to taste.
Professor Spence uses onomatopoeia to describe some sounds. Onomatopoeia is when a word sounds like what it means. Words like buzz, zoom, and whack. He uses the word sizzle for the hissing sound made by frying meat and describes a coffee machine using the word gurgle, the low, pleasant sound liquids make when flowing quickly through a narrow space. Professor Spence thinks that hearing these sounds while eating psychologically intensifies the flavour of food.
But it's not just psychologists. The food industry has also discovered the selling power of sound. Nowadays, restaurants everywhere are carefully selecting the music they play on their dining room playlists. Reporter Jana Palmer visited New York restaurant Smashburger, where every song is specially chosen by professional music pickers. Here she interviews one of them, Amy Frischke, head of music design company Mood Media, for BBC World Service programme The Food Chain.
Music just kind of has the ability to put you in a different space. And a lot of times, like, then your mood could, like, lead to an impulse buy that you didn't plan on.
If you're having such a good time eating out, oh, I'll get dessert.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm really enjoying the music. I think I'll linger here a bit longer.
Choosing the right dining room music not only makes food taste better, it puts people in a good mood. Something which might lead to an impulse buy. Suddenly buying something you had not planned to because you want it when you see it.
What's more, a good restaurant atmosphere encourages customers to linger, to stay longer than necessary because they're having a good time. Of course, the longer customers linger and the more they buy on impulse, the more money a restaurant makes.
I think it's time you revealed the answer to your question, Neil. You asked me which background sound drinks company Singleton's used to advertise their whiskey. I guessed it was jazz music, so was I right?
That was the wrong answer, I'm afraid, Beth. In fact, Singleton's use the sound of birds tweeting to sell their whiskey. Probably a better idea than using bagpipes. OK, let's recap the vocabulary we've learned from this programme on sonic seasoning. Starting with the English saying, you eat with your eyes first. An idiom meaning that when food is visually appealing, it's more appetising.
Onomatopoeia is when words sound like what they mean. For example, boom, whack and moo.
Other examples of onomatopoeia are sizzle, a hissing sound, and gurgle, the low, pleasant sound a liquid makes when it flows quickly through a narrow space.
An impulse buy is suddenly buying something that you had not planned to because you want it when you see it.
And finally, the verb to linger means to stay somewhere longer than necessary because you're enjoying yourself. Once again, our 6 minutes are up. Join us next time for more trending topics and useful vocabulary here at 6 Minute English. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
6 Minute English
from bbclearningenglish.com. Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.